بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Rahman Rahim. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the characteristics of the believing hearts, which are mentioned in Surah number 23, verse number from 1 to 11. Let us read him. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. From 1 to 9.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرحيم. In the name of Allah, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their salat with all solemnity and full submissiveness, and those who turn away from
the evil vain talk,
and for those who pay their zakat, and those who guard their chastity, except from their wives, or that their right hand possesses, for then they are free from blame. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. Those who are faithfulness, true to their amanat,
the honesty,
and their covenant, and those who are strictly guarded their salats, these are indeed the inheritors.
So actually, sister, it is clear from verse number 2 and verse number 9 that prayers or as-salah is mentioned twice as the characteristic of the believing hearts. Allah is clarifying to us that we must pray our prayers with sincerity. This is verse number 2. And also we must pray our prayers at their fixed stated hours. These are the two characteristics of the believing hearts regarding prayers. Over the previous three classes, we already learned about sincerity in prayers as a characteristic of the believing heart. Inshallah, today we will learn about the importance of praying a salat at its fixed time. We will start to learn about these characteristics from the verses of the Quran. First, sisters, we must always remember that salah, prayer, is the second pillar of Islam. It is a great divine duty. When neglected, this means disobedience of Allah and deprivation of His mercy. Sisters, we all must be sure that the greatest deprivation of mercy is that when you are isolated from your Lord, when you are isolated from His mercy, and also the great pleasure you can have it is when you have the link with Him, the Almighty, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. You can have this link when you pray your salah, your prayers, and you connect with your Lord. Now we will learn many reasons that will help that the believing hearts to remember to pray the prayers at their fixed times. The first factor or reason which will always help you and remind you to pray your prayers at their fixed times is that prayers are a command from Allah. Performing the prayer is a command from Allah. Number two, performing the prayers is the characteristic of the believing hearts. Number three, performing the prayers will make you to avoid Allah's punishment and the hellfire. Number four, performing the prayers is your way to paradise. We will learn about these four factors or reasons in detail so that they will always remind you about the great importance of performing your prayers at their fixed times. Now we will learn in details about the first reason to remind you to pray your prayers, which is that it is Allah's command to perform your prayers at their fixed times. We will read now from the verses of the Quran. We will read from Surah number 29, verse number 45, to know about the command of Allah for performing prayers. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Surah number 29, verse number 45. Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been revealed to you of the book, and perform as-salat. Verily as-salat prevents from al-fashad, great sins, and al-mukar, disbelief, and the remembering of Allah is greater indeed, remembering of Allah in prayers, and Allah knows what you do.
Okay. So in this verse of the Quran, there is a clear command from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the Muslims to perform the prayers. Also, we will read now from Surah number 6, verse number 92, to know that performing prayers is a command from Allah. Actually, it's Surah number 6, verse number 92. We will read Surah number 11, verse number 114. Surah 11, verse number 114. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Aqim al-salat atarafay al-nahari wa zulafan min al-layl. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna al-sayyat. Thalika dhikra lil-zakirin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And perform a salat at the two ends of the day in some hours of the night. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. That is a reminder for the mindful.
Okay. So actually in this verse of the Quran, this is Allah's command regarding performing of the prayers. Prayers strengthen the believer's spirit and sustain his heart and will to fulfill difficult duties. They also establish a bond between the hearts of the believers and their merciful Lord, who is near and who responds to prayers. Also, prayers help to overcome the feeling of isolation in the face of a powerful, corrupted society. The verse here mentions the two ends of the day, meaning the morning and the evening, and some watches of the night. These times cover all the obligatory prayers without specifying their number. The number and the exact timing are specified by the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. To know the importance of praying, we must know that it was the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim to Allah the Almighty to help him and his offspring to perform prayers. We will read about this from Surah number 14, verse number 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم علني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O my Lord, make me one who performs as-salat, and from my offsprings, O Lord, and accept my invocation.
Prophet Ibrahim is appealing to Allah for help to attend to his prayers and to enable him and his offspring to perform these prayers at their fixed times, a proof of the importance of this divine duty. Regarding performing the prayers at the fixed times, we will recite from the following verses of the Quran, Surah number 1, Surah number 4, verse number 103. Ar Rahman Ar Rahim. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When you have finished as salat, remember Allah standing, sitting down, and on your side. But when you are free from danger, perform as-salat. Verily, as-salat is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours.
Actually, this is the rule of the Quran. Verily, as-salat, the prayer, is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. Okay, it must be done at fixed hours. Allah is informing us that prayer is a time-related duty. That is to say, it must be performed at the time appointed for it. All the scholars encourage attending the prayer early in the time range allowed for them. We will read again from the Quran, from Surah number 2, verse number 238, regarding the importance of performing the prayers at their fixed time. Surah number 2, verse number 238.
الله الرحمن الرحيم حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Guard strictly as-salat, especially the middle salat, and stand before Allah with obedience. Speak.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the command to guard strictly the prayers, especially the middle salat. Actually, it is a clear instruction to Muslims to attend regularly to the 5 daily prayers, offering them in the proper manner, in the correct form, and at their appointed times, with special attention to the middle prayer, that is to say, Salat al-Asr, which falls during the mid-afternoon when people take a short rest and may easily miss it. Okay? Because of the short time of the Asr prayers, Allah is reminding us that we must be careful regarding performing it in its proper time, or its fixed time. Now we will learn about the second reason or factor which will help the Muslims to perform prayers in their fixed times, and that factor is to avoid Allah's punishment. We will read now from the verses of the Quran about the punishment of Allah for those whom they don't perform their prayers, or they forget about it, or they don't perform it at their fixed time. We will read now from Surah number 19, from verse 54 to verse 59. Now from Surah number 19, we will start.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And mentioned in the book, Ishmael, verily he was true to what he promised, and he was a messenger, a prophet. And he used to enjoin on his family and his people as salat and the zakat, and his Lord was pleased with him. And mentioned in the book, Idris, verily he was a man of truth, a prophet, and we raised him to a high station. Those were they to whom Allah bestowed His grace from among the prophets of the offsprings of Adam, and of those whom we carried with Noah, and of the offsprings of Ibrahim and Ishmael, and from among those whom we guided and chose. When the verses of the Most Gracious were recited to them, they fell down, prostrated, and wept. There has succeeded them a posterior who have given up a salat to be lost, either by not offering them, or by not offering them perfectly, or by not offering them in their proper fixed times, and have followed lust, so they will be thrown in hell.
Allah the Almighty in these verses of the Quran is giving us examples of the prophets whom they care for the prayers, and this the example is the Prophet Ismail, who actually used to enjoin on his family and his people a salat. He always commanded his family for the prayers, and Allah is clarifying that those people, those prophets will be actually raised to a high station. But Allah is also clarified that after the prophets, there come people whom they forget completely about the prayers, and they followed lusts, so they will be thrown in the hell. Allah is clarifying that the hellfire will be the punishment for those whom they forget about the prayers. To know in more details about the punishments for those whom they don't perform their prayers, we will read from Surah number 105, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 7. Actually, it is not Surah 105, it's Surah 107, 107, verse from 1 to 7, Surah Al-Ma'un. الماعون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, have you seen him who denies the recompense? That is he who repulses the orphan and urges not on the feeding of the needy. So woe to those performers of as-salat, those who deny their as-salat, those who do good deeds only to be seen, and withhold al-ma'un, small kindnesses.
Okay, actually, in verse number 5, Allah is clarifying that those whom they delay their salat, Allah will punish them. Okay, in these verses of the Quran, there is an invocation and a threat of destruction to those whom they offer prayers, but are careless about them. What is the meaning of being careless about the prayers? Number one, those who delay their prayers and pray it completely outside of its time. That is to say, after the fixed time of the prayer finish, then they will pray. So they pray outside of its time. Or those whom they delay their prayers until the end of its time. So they just pray before the end of the time of the prayers. Also those whom they don't fulfill the pillars and the conditions of the prayers. That is to say, they are in a hurry to finish the prayer. They don't have sincerity or tranquility during their prayers. And those whom they perform their prayers only for showing off, and they never have sincere intention of the obedience of Allah. There is also a warning for the worst of all of these people, those whom they don't perform their prayers basically. So there are many and there are different types of being actually negligent regarding prayers, either not to perform them, or to perform them at the end of their time, or to perform them after the end of their time, or to perform them without sincerity, or to perform the prayers for showing off. For all of those, Allah is sending a warning and a threat of destruction. This means that there will be a great punishment from Allah to all of those Muslims whom they neglect the second pillar of Islam, which is the prayers. What is this punishment? We will know about this punishment from Surah number 74, verse from 38 to 43. الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة إلا أصحاب اليمين في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلككم في سقر قالوا لم نك من المصلين. Okay, go ahead.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every person is a pledge for what he has earned, except those who on the right. In gardens they will ask one another about the disbelievers, "What has caused you to enter hell?" They will say, "We were not of those who used to offer the salat."
Okay. So actually, to clarify the meaning, basically, is that from the verses of the Quran, whom they enter the fire, about who will enter the fire, it is not only the disbelievers. It is also the Muslims whom they don't offer their prayers. These verses of the Quran, which we just read now, is related to the Muslims whom they will enter the hell because they don't offer their prayers. Okay, so it is related to the Muslims. Actually, in these verses of the Quran, there is a very important rule. The rule is that all people, every single one of them, are responsible for themselves, choosing their own positions, going ahead or lacking behind, achieving an honorable status, or bringing humiliation upon themselves. Allah has shown all people the way that lead to Him, so that they can take the way with open eye. This is a declaration of the individual responsibility, from which there is an exception. The exception is made in the case of the believers who are referred to as the ones on the right. This exception is due to Allah's mercy. Allah is blessing their good deeds and multiplying them so that the paradise will be their reward and final destination. Those are the real winners. So again, sisters, we can stop here and we can actually try to get the benefit of that rule. The benefit of that rule is that in this worldly life, Allah clarified to us the right path. And everyone is free to follow it or not to follow the right path. But on the Day of Judgment, everyone will be accountable for his deeds. Okay? Everyone is having an individual responsibility. I am responsible for Mona. I am not responsible for my husband. I am not responsible for my daughters. I am supposed to clarify to them the right path. I am supposed to help them to follow the right path, but I am not responsible for their deeds. On the Day of Judgment, everyone will be accountable for her own deeds, except the true believer. Allah is giving them the title, those whom they are on the right hand. Okay, for those people, Allah will multiply their good deeds. Allah will bless their good deeds. So the paradise will be their final destination. There will not be questioned on the Day of Judgment for every deed. Allah knows that they were having the good intention and they followed the right path and they strive hardly for the sake of Allah. So on the Day of Judgment, Allah will clarify to them that He will send them to the paradise because Allah knows about, you know, their good deeds, and the paradise would be their final destination. And actually, this is the real win, because those people, they will win an eternal life in the paradise. This is the eternal life in the paradise, which none of the human being can imagine. And inshallah, if we live for next year, all the classes will be related to the Day of Judgment and the paradise and the hellfire from the verses of the Quran and from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And you can't imagine what is the paradise. You can't imagine how is the great reward for those whom they obey Allah and follow the right path. You can't imagine what is the meaning of eternal life in the paradise and eternal life in the hellfire. Inshallah, when we will learn in details about the hellfire and the paradise, you will realize the great blessing of Allah for those whom Allah guided their hearts to the right path. This is the greatest blessing ever in this life. Guidance is the greatest blessing ever, because in this worldly life there is a goal. The goal of the worldly life is not to have the best car or the best house or the best clothes. The goal of the worldly life exam or test is to have the paradise as the final destination, as the eternal life, as the real life. Because the worldly life is not the real life. The worldly life is a test. A small part of our real life. But our real life will start immediately as soon as we will finish the test. We will either have eternal happiness or eternal punishment. It is up to the short time of the worldly life test. So those whom they were guided in the worldly life test, and they obey the commands of Allah, and they follow the right path, they are the real winners in the Day of Judgment. Actually, those winners will ask those who will be brought to the scorching fire about the reasons for their great punishment. The word, when we will again look to the Quran, sister, there is a verse number 42, there is a word called Saqar. This is an Arabic word called Saqar. Saqar means the scorching fire. Okay, and I will clarify to you about what is the scorching fire in another verse of the Quran. But first, we must realize why some people will be sent to the paradise and others will be sent to that scorching fire. The first and the most important reason for sending people to the scorching fire is mentioned in verse number 43, ignoring and not performing the prayers. So, you know, sisters, we must realize that I must love my prayers. I must have my prayers as the highest priority. I love my prayers and have it as the highest priority because it is the link with my Lord. It is the light. It is the guidance. It is all the good deeds. It is my way to paradise. And also there is a very important reason. It will make me to be away from the hellfire. This is very important. It is very important that while I am still in the worldly life, inshallah, I am sure that I will not be in the scorching fire eternally. Because none can imagine what is the meaning of this statement, eternal life in the scorching fire. Actually, I gave classes before, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, about, it was called the hell from inside. And you can't imagine, and none can imagine what is the hellfire. None can imagine how severe, how tough, how no one can tolerate, no one can imagine it even. And it is eternal. How can I save myself? Through the lovely act, the lovely deed, the deed which is full of mercy, tranquility, and security, and peace, my prayers. So I must love my prayers. I must be the one keen to perform them in the best shape because of all the blessings and also because my prayers will be actually the protection from the scorching fire. Okay? So, actually, these verses of the Quran which we just read now highlights the great importance of prayer in the Islamic faith, presenting it as a symbol and proof of faith. If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, so you will be looking to meet Him. So you will be looking to have a link with Him. So you will be looking to receive His mercy. So you will be looking to obey Him. So you will be looking for His reward. Okay? Denying the prayers puts the person in the rank of unbelievers. If you meet a Muslim, and you tell that Muslim, or the time of prayer will come, because I don't like questioning Muslims. So, you know, if you meet a Muslima, for example, not Muslim because we are sisters, if you meet a Muslima, then the prayer time come while you are in the masjid or at home or any place, and you tell her, my dear sisters, let us pray together, then she answer you, no, I am not praying. Okay? So you can just try to advise her, what is the problem regarding you can't pray? Are you sick? Are you ill? Do you have your period? No, she will tell you no, but I am not convinced much with the prayers. You know, sister, this will put her in the rank of unbelievers. You know? Why? Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, between belief and disbelief is not performing the prayers. Because there are two kinds of people regarding not performing the prayers. The first type of people are those whom they don't perform the prayers because they are lazy. Okay? These are the hypocrites. Okay? They can ask forgiveness from Allah and Allah, inshallah, will forgive them. The type of people, those whom they don't perform the prayers because they don't believe in the prayers. Those are considered disbelievers. Okay? Yes.
A person who doesn't perform a salat, same as kufr?
If he is believing that, it is not a must. I don't like it. Why prayers?
Yes.
What, he is not believing in the prayers. You know? Yes. This is a disbelief. Because prayers...
Because it, I read it, I don't know if in the hadith or in the Quran, that is the only difference between...
And disbelievers.
And the kufr.
Yes, yes. It is a hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Between belief and disbelief is... yes, is a salah. Prayers. Okay? So, this is not related to those whom they are lazy. There are people whom they believe that prayers is very important and we must do it. Yes, okay, I agree. But I am lazy. These are the hypocrites. Okay? But those whom they say that I don't believe in the prayers or why prayers, I don't feel it, what is its importance? Okay? Unfortunately, those are considered disbelievers. They must ask forgiveness from Allah. And, you know, may Allah guide all the people. Because this is a very bad sign. You know, this is a very bad sign to say, I don't believe in prayer. This means that you don't believe in the one whom you will meet. Okay, you have a question? Now, sister, the next is, what is the nature of this scorching fire, which the people whom they are not believing will have it as their eternal final destination? The answer is from Surah number 74, from verse 27 to verse 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ma adraka ma saqar. لا تبقي ولا تذر لواحة للبشر عليها 19. English from Surah number 74 from 27 to 30.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And what will make you know what hellfire is? It spares not, nor does it leave, burning and blackening the skins. Over it are 19.
Okay, 19 angels and keepers of the hell.
19 angels and guardians and keepers of hell.
Okay. Now, sisters, Allah is clarifying to us about what is the nature of the scorching fire for those whom they don't perform their prayers and they don't believe in it. It is, the scorching fire, number one, is too great to be imagined. Allah is saying in verse number 27, and what will make you exactly what know what hellfire is, this means that it is so great. Okay, you will not be able to know how great is this. Number two, it shows itself before mankind, striking fear into those who will be living in it eternally and suffer its torment. Number three, it swallowed the skin, the flesh, the nerves and the bones, everything, obliterating whoever and whatever is cast into it, leaving no trace. Number three, it also burned and blackened the skin. Number four, it is guaranteed by 19 of the guardians of the hell, who are magnificent in their appearance and harsh in their character. These are the characteristics of the scorching fire, which those whom they don't perform their prayers will have it as their final destination. But basically, the hellfire on the Day of Judgment is to the power of 70 of any worse fire on the earth. Whenever you hear news that there is a human being who has the worst burn and all his body was lost, you know, by burning, you must remind yourself that I must multiply to the power, not multiply to 70, to the power of 70, and this will be the hellfire on the day of judgment, and it will be eternal. And all of this to not, you know, to live 5 minutes, 5 times per day with Allah the Almighty. All of this not to have good manners and good values. All of this is not to fast the month of Ramadan if you can fast it, or to give that charity if you can give it. Okay? It is, Islam is a very simple religion under one condition, when you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah. So the most important is to believe in the oneness of Allah, that everything is only up to Him. So I believe in Him, and I love Him, and I obey Him, and I follow His rules. This means that His mercy will shower your life all the time, and the paradise is your final destination. That's it. This is the worldly life and the life to come. Very simple equation in Islam. But the Muslims must try their best to check their belief in the oneness of Allah and try to have it in the best shape all the time, because this is the most important for the believer to help him and her to obey the commands of Allah very simply. Very simply. When someone will come and tell me, Allah said that this 1, 2, 3 in the Quran, I will tell her, okay, thank you very much, I will obey it. Immediately. She will tell me, you will not think it, I will tell her, I, the human being, handful of dust, the slave of Allah, I will revise the commands of the one who owns me, owns my life, owns my present time, owns my future, and owns my destination. Everything is up to him. I never revise the rules of Allah. I just obey it and be thankful for it, because I am sure that all the rules of Allah are for the benefit of the believers, because Allah is not in need of punishing any human being. Allah is not in need of anything. Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the owner of everything, the controller of everything. Then, now sisters, we will learn about the third factor which will help you to perform the prayers. That factor is that your prayers will be your way to the paradise. You must be a Muslim performing the prayers at the fixed time. This is a basic requirement for having the paradise as your final destination. We will read now from Surah number 70. We will read from verse 19 to verse 35. Surah number 70. We will read from verse number 19 to verse number 35. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جدوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون والذين في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم والذين يصدقون بيوم الدين والذين هم من عذاب ربهم مشفقون وإن عذاب ربهم غير مأمون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم بشهاداتهم قائمون والذين هم على صلاتهم يحافظون أولئك في جنات مكرمون.
بسم الله الرحيم. Verily man was created very impatient, irritable when evil touches him, and niggard when good touches him. Except those who are devoted to a salat, those who remain constant in their salat, and those who, in whose wealth there is a recognized right. For the beggar who asks, and for the unlucky who has lost his poverty and wealth, and those who believe in the day of recompense, and those who fear the torment of their Lord. Verily, the torment of their Lord is that before which none can feel secure. And those who guard their chastity, except from their wives or the woman slave whom their right hand possesses, for they are not blameful. But whoever seeks beyond that, then it is those who are transgressors, those who accept their trust and covenant, and those who stand firm in their testimonies, and those who guard their salat well. Such shall dwell in the gardens honored.
Okay. So, Allah the Almighty is mentioning to us about the characteristics of those whom they will have the paradise at their final destination, and they will be honored in the paradise. And actually the prayers, it mentioned as-salah twice. Number one in verse number 23, where Allah mentioned those who remain constant in their prayers, and again Allah mentioned in Surah number 34, and those who guard their prayers well. So Allah is mentioning the prayers twice, performing the prayers in the best shape, performing the prayers at their fixed time, performing their prayers always. These are the characteristics for those whom they will have the paradise as their final destination. Again, sisters, as we learned in the previous classes, we learned that performing prayers is the basic characteristics of the believing hearts. If you want to check your heart and to know your heart is a believer heart or not, you must evaluate your prayers, because in any verses of the Quran or any chapter of the Quran, when the believing hearts, the characteristics of the believing hearts are mentioned, one of them is performing the prayers. For example, these verses of the Quran which we just read now, Allah mentioned prayers twice regarding those whom they will have the paradise as their final destination. Now we will revise again the three verses of the Quran which we learn over the last 3 weeks regarding the believing hearts, so that we will realize that performing the prayers is the basic requirement for any believer to have a believing heart. Your heart cannot be a believing heart except when you are one from those whom they perform their prayers with sincerity and at their fixed time. Now we will learn the proof, and we will read and revise the verses of the Quran which are related to the characteristics of the believing heart, which we learned over the last 3 weeks. We will start with Surah number 2, verse from 1 to 5, to realize that performing the prayer is one of the basic requirements for those whom they have the believing heart. Surah number 2, we will read from 1 to 5. From 1 to 5, Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. Regarding the translation of these verses of the Quran, Allah is clarifying that the book, the Quran, is the book whereof there is no doubt, okay, and it is a guidance to the pious people. And then Allah is mentioning the characteristic of the pious people. Number one, they believe in the unseen. Number two, they perform their prayers, and this means that at their fixed times and with sincerity. Number three, they spend out of what Allah has provided them. This means they give charity. Number four, they believe in the Quran and in all the books which were revealed before it. And those actually are those whom they are truly guided, and they are the successful. So to be one of the successful, truly guided, the pious, as it is mentioned in verse number 3 from Surah number 2, you must be one of those whom they perform as-salat. Then I will give you the second proof regarding that performing the prayer is a basic requirement for those whom they have the believing hearts. We will read from Surah number 9, verse number 71. So that you realize that you can't have a believing heart except when you are performing your prayers at their fixed time and in the best shape. Surah number 9, verse number 71. We will read about the characteristics of the believers. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. Allah the Almighty is mentioning the characteristics of the believers. Number one, they are supporters of each other. Number two, they enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. Number three, they perform their prayers. Number four, they obey their charity. And number five, they obey Allah and His Messenger. Those are the one whom Allah will shower them with His mercy. So again, the prayer is a must or a basic requirement for the believing hearts. Also, as we learn it today, Surah number 23, when we recite at the beginning of the class, from verse 1 to verse 9, we learned that performing the prayers with sincerity and performing the prayers all the time at their fixed times are the characteristics of the true believers whom will be the inheritors of the paradise. They will inherit the paradise. So sisters, after all of this clarification, we must all realize that performing the prayers is the basic requirement for the believing in the oneness of Allah. Performing the prayers is the translation of your relation with Allah. If you are close to Allah, if you love Allah, if you want to obey Allah, this will be clarified in your prayers. You will be the one to try all the time to perform the prayers at their fixed time and to perform them with sincerity and to be all the time having the tranquility in your prayers. And the prayers will be an act which you love, not an obligation, not an act which I must do it, but it is sometimes difficult for me. This is wrong, sisters. When I realize that my prayers are the way of paradise, my prayers are the protection against the hellfire, my prayers are the proof that I have a believing heart, my prayers actually are the light of my heart, my prayers will remove all my sins, my prayers guide me to the right path, I must love my prayers, enjoy my prayers, live my prayers, and be all the time looking for the meeting with Allah the Almighty. Now inshallah we will learn about a story which inshallah will help all of us to take care of our prayers and to perform them in the best shape. One of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his name was Sa'd. He was very poor. He used to offer all his prayers behind the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who was greatly distressed by Sa'd's poverty, because Sa'd was very poor. One day, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he promised that companion that if he got some money, if Prophet Muhammad got some money, he would give it to that companion Sa'd. Time passed, but no money came to the Holy Prophet, who became even more distressed at Sa'd's situation. It was at this time that Jibril descended, bringing with him two dirhams, like $2. Jibril said to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Allah has said, we are aware of your distress in connection with Sa'd's poverty. If you want him to emerge from this state, give him these two dirhams and ask him to engage himself in business. The Prophet, peace be upon him, took the two dirhams and gave it to Sa'd. And Sa'd, who was waiting for the Prophet near one of the rooms of the mosque,
Turning to Sa'd, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked, could you engage yourself in business? By Allah, I have no capital with which I can do business, replied Sa'd. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, handed him the two dirhams and told him to start business with this capital. Sa'd took the money, and after offering the dhuhr and the asr prayers, he set about to earn his livelihood. Allah the Almighty blessed Sa'd in such a way that whatever he bought for a dirham, he would sell it for double the amount. Consequently, his financial state gradually improved. This continued till he eventually rented a shop near the mosque and began conducting his business from there. As his business picked up, he began to become lax with respect to his acts of worship, even to the extent that when he listened to the Adhan, he would not get ready for the prayer. Previously, he was ready well before Adhan was recited. Now he is late for the prayers. When the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, noticed Sa'd is late for the prayers, he said to him, Sa'd, this world has made you so busy that it has even weaned you away from your prayers. Sa'd replied, what can I do? If I leave my wealth unattended, it will go to waste and I will end up in loss. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was disturbed at Sa'd's involvement with his wealth and his negligence with respect to his acts of worship and salah, prayer. At that moment, Ibril descended again and said, Allah has said, we possess knowledge of your distress. Which of the two states do you prefer for Sa'd? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, indicated that the previous state was beneficial for Sa'd. Gibril agreed, yes, love for the world causes man to become headless of the hereafter. Take back the two dirhams which you have given to him previously. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, approached Sa'd and asked him if he could return the two dirhams that he had given to him. If you desire, I shall even give you 200 dirhams, replied Sa'd. No, just give me the two dirhams which you have taken from me, said the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Sa'd handed the money to the Holy Prophet, and within a short time his financial situation turned a full circle, and before long he found himself in his previous state. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning is that these two dirhams represent Allah's mercy. It was the mercy of Allah to Sa'd when he was obedient, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him to have his money to be blessed when he was obedient to Allah. But the blessing of Allah was removed and the mercy when he was disobedient and when he forgets about his prayers. So again and again, sister, this is the message. Okay, the message is that in this worldly life, everyone is looking for the wealth. Okay, everyone is forgetting that wealth is owned by Allah. And Allah is the one who can give you little amount of money, but with the blessing of Allah, it will be very beneficial for you. And also, Allah can give you a big amount of money, but with no blessings of Allah, it will never be beneficial for you. So I must believe that the one who is providing me is Allah. So if I am not obeying Him, if I am not looking for His meeting, when I meet Him, I am not sincere, I always pray late, I am not interested much in the meeting, I must be sure that I am losing the most important blessing, which is actually the mercy of Allah, and also that Allah is making me to have the benefit. Maybe I will have money, but no benefit. because there is no blessing from Allah, because I am not obeying Him. This is based on the belief in the oneness of Allah. When I believe in the oneness of Allah, I will be looking for the meeting of Allah. This will be the highest priority for me, because when I meet Him and I fulfill my duty towards Him, inshallah, He will bless me. He will bless my money. Even if my money is little, but with the blessings of Allah, it will be very beneficial, inshallah. So I must love my prayers. I must pray my prayers while I am so thankful to Allah that He guided me to Him. He guided me to meet Him. He helped me to have the link with Him, and He makes my heart so close to Him. Inshallah, sisters, next week we will learn about Fajr prayer and how to love it and how, inshallah, to pray it at its fixed time. And now we will make the dua. الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause Your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause Your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in Your religion and keep it contented with Your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom You have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom You have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to Your care with those whom You have taken to Your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in You from a decline in Your favor, from a change in Your protection, from Your sudden punishment and all Your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask Your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to increase Your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.